Okay, Boker Tov, everybody. Good morning. We should all have a meaningful and easy Tanya Sester, Mitzvah Shema Freilich and Purim. We're going to try to finish up enough of the daf today so that we won't have our shir on Purim. You're welcome to Mitzvah Shema. If you stay with us all week, then we'll be able to finish off by the end of the week. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Bella Goldschmidt, Chaim Ben Rav Levi. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an aliyah.
Some of Moshe Feinstein
sorts. Yes, that's true. Right. The great herb of Moshe. Okay, so we are already, Baruch Hashem, halfway down Gimel Amud Aleph, by the two dots all the way towards the bottom, four or five lines up from the bottom. And now we're going into a discussion. Boy Minei Rav Mei Rebbe. Rav asked from Rebbe the following Shaila. Hit inu chaveiro ochlin umashkin votzion lechutz. If somebody loaded you up with ochlin umashkin, Rashi says they gave common examples over here. They didn't say he loaded you up with something that you wouldn't probably be loaded up with on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you give people food. So somebody loaded you up with ochlin umashkin. As opposed to in the Mishnah, we're talking about if you stuck your hand inside and you took something. Here, somebody loaded you up. Now, you're standing still. They loaded you up with food, and you took it outside. Votzion lechutz. Mahu akiras gufo ki akiras chepetz min makomo dami umechayev odumalo. So the question that we're asking over here is this considered over here an akira? We pointed that yesterday. You have to have an akira, the transfer, and the hanocha, or if it's in Rosh Hashanah, the akira, the walking for amos, and then the hanocha. Otherwise, you're not over the issa the rice of carrying. So you need to do both the akira and the hanocha. So we said yesterday, if somebody takes it from your hand, so that's not called, that person is doing an akira over here. So you're the one that's holding it, that's not called an akira. Here, you're the one now holding the packages. Is that called an akira? Is your physically moving, is that called an akira over here? Or do we say no, that the person who put it on you, he did the akira, and all you're doing is a transfer on the hanocha, and therefore it's not considered a significant issa d'oraisa. Again, it would be also be the rabbanan, of course, but every time we say this, we're talking about whether you have an issa d'oraisa over here. So would this or would this not be considered an akira when you're picking it up, you're moving your body, somebody else laid it on you. So I'm late. So Rav asked Rebbe this question, and Rebbe answered him, Chayev. He said, Eino domo liyodo. This is different than with the hand. With the hand, so we have different laws over here than the person's body. Here, the whole person is moving. He's picking his entire body up, and he's going. Now, everybody agrees that the same thing would apply with the hand. Somebody puts something in your hand, and you're in the same reshus as your hand, so then that would also be called. Rebbe's psak over here is only saying there's a difference between when your hand is in a different reshus than your body. That's the cases that we talked about in the Mishnah. So here, Rebbe says, certainly, you're the one that did the akira. They loaded you up with packages. They put packages in your pocket. They put packages in your hand. And now you move. That's called an akira. No doubt. That's what Rebbe told Rav. How come? So, Amalei Chayiv. So, they know Domali Yodo. This is not the same thing as Yodo. I'm in the middle of the shir. My time, so the Gemara says, how come? So Gemara says, Yodo Lonai. The Bach just changes around the order over here. Yodo Lonai. Your hand is not stationary. When your hand was on the body was on the outside, and the Ani put his hand on the inside. The Balabayas was on the inside. He put his hand on the outside. So that's not called that your hand is stationary. I pointed out that if both you and your hand are in the same reshus, then it is called stationary. And then it would be an akira if you just moved, even though somebody put it in your hand. But over here, your hand is in a different reshus than your body, so your hand's not called stationary. That's not called an akira. But with your body, so your body, gufo nayach, your body is resting. It's at rest. And therefore, that is considered, in fact, a significant akira in the case of this person. So again, we're turning to the Amud Beis. We just said, for those who just walked in, we talked about over here, why is a person who is considered at rest over here, if you put stuff on him, different than a hand. So Rebbe just explained why that's true. We turn to the Amud Beis. Amar Ruchia l'Rav. Ruchia tells Rav, Bar Pachsi. Bar Pachsi is a lashon that we had previously. Rashi says over here, Ben Gedolim. It means you son of a royal personage. And in the Masoros Hashas, he brings down that elsewhere this is discussed, that this is a very important idea, chosh of a person. So it brings it down from Psukim. In any event, he calls him Ben Gedolim over here. You son of a very, very important person. So he tells him, Lo Amina Lo, haven't I told you? This is Rav Chia, who's Rav's uncle, telling him they're both Tamidim of Rebbe. And he tells his nephew, didn't I tell you? And this is a rule in general. The person has to be very careful about this rule. Ki Kai Rebbe Bahamasechta, when you, Rebbe over here, or your Rebbe, is learning one Masechta. So we're giving a shiur on Shabbos, so don't go and ask him, Lo tishai lebe Masechta achrite. You're doing, Nedarim on your own. And you walk up to a Rav, and you ask the Rav, what is the following din over here in Nedarim? We're also learning Lili Nishmas today for Yaakov ben Shmuel, Jack Seibel. That's Harvey's father-in-law. So now, over here, you have over here this situation where he says, don't ask your Rebbe something that he's not learning. Because you know what? You put the Rebbe on the spot. He's not going to really know that Masechta. And if it wasn't over here, if this was Rebbe, okay, Rebbe, you could ask anything you want almost any time. But you still shouldn't do it because you could put them on the spot. D'ilav the Rebbe, gavarabu, if Rebbe wasn't Rebbe, you know, shas by heart. So then, kasavse, you'd embarrass him. When you ask a person who's not Rebbe, and you ask him a shayla for something that you're learning, so you're running the risk over here that you're going to embarrass him. And he may, in his, not that he'll, Chas v'Shalom, make up an answer, but since he's not fully involved in that masechta, he may tell you something that's not correct. The Mishani Loch Shinuyo, the Lav Shinuyo. He might go and answer you something that's not really the correct answer. So you have to be careful. You're asking Rebbe over here, he wasn't learning this right now when you asked him this question, so you have to be careful in general about doing that. So Gemara says, no, but Rebbe happens to be right. Hashtor Rav Chiya tells him, Mi es shapir mishat hiloch. Rebbe told you the right answer. The Tanya, Hayaton ochlinu mashkin rebod yom. If a person is loaded up with ochlinu mashkin on Erev Shabbos, somebody puts it on him on Erev Shabbos, Votzian luchutz mishach shecha, and he doesn't move now, but now he goes, he has stuff in his pocket. Somebody puts stuff in his pocket, and he knows he has the stuff in his pocket, and he goes, and that night he goes to the Shusha Yochid, and he travels into the Shusha Rabbim, Chayiv. He would in fact be Chayiv in Isadar. Right? He's over here. He did it before. Shogeg, it would be a chatos, it would be kares slash skila, depending whether it was one, lefish eno domo liyado. That's different than the ani, it was put into his hand, taken out from his hand. The hand is different. Again, the hand is talking about when it's in a separate rishus.
On Abaye,
pshitali.
I'm sorry?
We'll see. No, we'll see. The same thing would apply if it happened on Shabbos as well.
That's
yeah.
Saying,
so the chiddush over here is that even bimbo yom, even it was when it was bizmana hetter. Okay. Amar Abaye, Pshitali, Abaye says, it's clear to me. Yadol shel Adam, the hand of a person, ain't no loki rishus ha-yochid, loki rishus ha-rabim, or rishus ha-yochid. Based upon our mission, as we'll see in a second, the person's hand, when it's in a different rishus, I have to stress over and over again, if it's in the same rishus as you, then none of these distinctions apply. In our mission, we were talking about with the Ani was on the outside, but his hand was on the inside. Or the Balabayas is on the inside, and his hand is on the outside. So in that situation, we view the hand as a separate entity, because it's not with you. And you might have thought that it's nigrar after the body, that it's pulled after the body. So Abaye says it's pashut from our Mishnah, that your hand, when it's in a different rishus than the body, is not considered like rishus harabim, not considered like rishus hayachid. What do we mean by that? It's not considered like rishus harabim, lo damya, it's not called the rishus harabim, the miyado, the ani, because the ani's hand over here was in the inside, but his body was on the outside, and we don't view his hand as being a rishus harabim. His hand is considered some other entity, because if you put the food in his hand and then he pulls the hand out, so then he did the akira and the anocha. So the ani was chayiv, but if his hand was the rishus harabim, then he wouldn't be chayiv. If he didn't move something dal ramus in rishus harabim, you're not chayiv. And we can see the same idea, Kirishus HaYochid L'Dami, it's not called Rishus HaYochid, Miyod of the Balabayis. That we see from the hand of the Balabayis. He's on the inside, and his hand is on the outside, and yet we don't call it a Rishus HaYochid. So clearly, Abaye says, the hand, when it's in a different Rishus than the body, doesn't automatically have the status of the body. Where I do have a question, Abaye says is as follows. Boy, Abaye, Yodul Shaladam, the hand of a person, Ma'u Shetase Kekarmelis. Did the rabbis create this over here as a Karmelis? Didn't they create it as a separate territory? This is the first time we're really discussing a Karmelis. A Karmelis is an area that looks like a Rishus HaRabim, but it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So technically, you're allowed to carry it. But if people seeing you carrying over here, our streets technically are probably not Rishus HaRabim. They're not wide enough, they're not big enough, and there are not enough people going through them. All sorts of reasons we'll learn later in the Masechta still. So theoretically, on an Nitzah Daraisa level, if somebody carries in a Karmelis, they're allowed to. It's like a Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, if people see you carrying in a Karmelis, they say, hey, you're allowed to carry in a public domain. And they're not going to distinguish between a real public domain and what looks like a public domain. So therefore, the rabbis instituted this concept of Karmelis and said, we give the Karmelis basically the restrictions of Rishus HaRabim. You can't carry into it from Rishus HaYochid or from Rishus HaRabim. And we don't let you carry within it Dalet Amos. But it's not a Nisud HaRaisa. It's only going to be a Nisud HaRabbanan. So therefore, Abaye asks, do we create this hand, the Ani's hand on the inside? Do we view it as a karmelis? And then he can't bring it out to the Rishus HaRabim. Or do we say that we consider the Ani's hand in the other situation to be a karmelis? And then we don't let him bring it back inside in a situation when there's no Isser possibly, as we'll see in the Gemara unfolds. So that's what Abaye asks. How did the rabbis institute this person's hand when it's in a different Rishus than his body? Yodah Shalado Mashu Tasek karmelis. Did the rabbis meet Kansua Rabbanu Lahadure Gabe? So my hand is out there. Somebody put something in it, or I have something in it. Now, right now, there's no issue. My hand is stationary. My hand is over there. So did the rabbi say, no, treat that as a karmelis and don't let me bring my hand back to my body with the item in it, or not? Oh, lo, that's the question. So we'll try to bring a raya. Toshma. Again, this is the common thing. Your hands might be filled with fruit. That's why he gave us this example. If your hand is filled with fruit, now, you're on the inside, okay? The Baal HaBayis' hand is filled with fruit. He takes an apple, and don't ask me why, he sticks his hand out the window. He sticks his hand out the doorway. So now his hand is in the Rishus HaRabim. So, but he hasn't put it down yet. It's not a Hanacha there yet. So he's not over any Isser. At this point in time, Isser D'Araisa. Ha'isser Yodum Alei HaPeros V'otzi HaLechus. So what is the din over here? Tani Chod Asur LaHachzira. One opinion says, don't bring it back inside. The other opinion says you can bring it back inside. What's going on over here? So my lab, isn't this exactly what they're arguing about? One said, we now created a special entity for your hand. It's called the Karmelis. And if you bring it back inside, you're going from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYachid. You're not allowed to do that. So we cancel you, we punish you, and say, leave your hand outside the window all day long. Because you shouldn't have put your hand out there. That's risky business, because if you did put it down, then you'd be over in Issa Daraisa. So the rabbi said, in this situation, we're going to give you a knas. We're going to punish you and not let you bring your hand back inside. All Shabbos. So you have to keep your hand standing out the window. Okay? Or, do we not do that? Umar Savar, lo, lav ki karmel is damya. The opinion said, no, you can bring your hand back inside. Said, you're allowed to bring your hand back inside because you didn't do any Isser. The rabbis didn't create your hand being a karmelis. Bottom line is, if you bring your hand back inside, you didn't do an Isser. So let us say, Abaye's question is answered by this machlokes tanoim. You have one time that it says, the rabbis did create it like a karmelis, and therefore it's awesome in the rabbanim to bring your hand back inside. Or the other opinion says, no, they didn't create it like a karmelis, therefore it's still your hand, it's like your rishus hayochid, and if you bring it back inside, it's no problem. Because you brought it out, you bring it in. That's not called a hanacha. And there's no hanacha over here, so then there's no Isser. That's the machlokas that we want to suggest answers Abaye's question. Where it says, no, that's incorrect. Look, the kuli al-mukhi karmel is done here. No, in fact, both opinions hold that we did create an additional restriction over here that your hand is like a karmelis in this situation. So how come one says you can bring it back and one says you can? Lokasha. Kalamata miyasorup. It depends where it is. If your hand is above 10 tefachim in the Rishus HaRabim, we introduce a new idea. That's called the Mokum Tur. Rishus HaRabim is a strange thing. It only goes up to 10 tefachim. Only about a meter. About the size of this table. Above that, it's technically not a Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, if I put my hand out above 10 tefachim and bring it back in, even though my hand is considered over here like a karmelis, right? Everybody holds it's a karmelis, but there's no isser. I didn't go into an isser of a rishus that's a rishus harabim. I went into what's called the makom p'tur. And a makom p'tur, you're allowed to carry from a makom p'tur into a karmelis, or from a karmelis into a makom p'tur, or from a makom p'tur into rishus hayachid. So my hand never was in an area that there was an isser to go bring it there. So therefore, the rabbis in this situation said it's okay to return it. The other one who says that it's not okay to return it is you were lower than 10 tefachim. If you're less than 10 tefachim, so then in this situation, you aren't allowed to return it because that's a real Rishus HaRabim. So in this situation, there is a knas set up. That's one way to reconcile this machlokes without saying that one of them holds there is a karmelis, one says it's not a karmelis. They both hold it's a karmelis, but whether there's an isser over here or not depends on whether it's above 10 tefachim or below 10 tefachim. Or alternatively, both in fact say that no, both cases are talking about where it's below 10 tefachim. How come one says you're allowed to return it? The lavki karmelis daiva, because both of them hold that it's not a karmelis. The rabbis never instituted a din of karmelis over here. How come one says you can return it, one says you can't? Below kasha, kami bod yom, kami shechesheich. Here, Ellie, here's where it's important a little bit. So it depends. If you brought it out there during the daytime, so you didn't do any issa, so the rabbis didn't say you can't bring it back. But if you brought it out there at night, you did an isser, so the rabbis counseled you. You shouldn't have done that. So therefore, they don't let you bring it back. You have to keep your hand out there all day long. So, mibod yom, lo kansur rabbanon. There was no issur involved, so the rabbis didn't institute a knas. He didn't do anything wrong. But after it's nightfall already, so then if you had put it down, you'd be in a lot of trouble. So the rabbi said, we don't let you put your hand back inside. So he made a knas. That's the right way, the Gemara says, to learn this possible machlokas. Gemara says, Adirabba, you could have learned it the exact opposite way. If chomistabra, it makes just as much sense to learn it the other way. How is that? Mibod yom, if you put your hand out during the daytime, so then there is no possible issur d'oraisa. Your hand is out there. If you put it down, all you do is a hanocha on Shabbos. Hanocha on Shabbos is not an issur d'oraisa. Di'isha di'lei lo osi l'dei chiyuv chatos. So therefore, liknisur rabbanan. The rabbis don't want people to do we over in issur d'oraisa, but they don't want you to do this because it's dangerous. So therefore, in the situation where you can't do an issur d'oraisa, because your hand's already out there, the akira was done in Heter before Shabbos. So now, the only thing you could do wrong would be to put it down on the Rishus HaRabim. So that's not an issur d'oraisa. But the rabbis aren't happy that you stuck your hand out there and left it out there. So therefore, they counseled you and said, don't bring your hand back inside. Because there's no potential for an issur d'oraisa. If you drop it, if you can't keep your hand out there, you put it down, you're tired. So there's no potential for an issur d'oraisa. So in that situation, the rabbis counseled you. Misha chashecha. But if you put your hand out after it's dark, di shodilei. Then if you put it down, now you're over Chayiv Chatos. You did the Akira on Shabbos. You put your hand outside on Shabbos. And now if you drop it, you say, that's enough. I can't stand this anymore. Rabbi said, I can't bring my hand inside. That's it. I'm putting it down. So now you're over Nisa Deraisa. So in this situation, lo lik nisul rabbanan. The rabbis didn't go and make a knas over here. So this second version is the exact opposite of the first version. But we said the first version. We didn't say the second version. So the Gemara says, from the fact that we only said the first version, and we didn't say the second version, since we said the right way to understand this is the first version, and not the second version, Tifshot Rabibi Barabai. This will answer up Akasha the Rabibi Barabai had. What was Rabibi Barabai's question? The boy Rabibi Barabai, he has the following Shiloh. Hidvik pas betana. This is a famous discussion. We'll have more of it on Daf Dalu, which we'll get to today. They used to make breads in a different way than we did. They would slap the dough on the side of the oven. They didn't stick them in on trays. They slapped the dough onto the side of the oven. It stuck because of the stickiness of the dough. And then it baked, and it baked, it baked. And then there was something called ridias apas. You had to carefully scrape it off the oven wall, and so it shouldn't rip apart and break. And that's called ridias apas. Like a lafa. So therefore, this Ridia Sapas over here is not an Issa Daraisa. Ridia Sapas, the rabbi said, is a Chochma. It's not really even a real Dirabonim, but the rabbi said, don't do it on Shabbos. Now, what happens if a person hid Big Pas B'tanur, so if he went and attached this on Shabbos, he tiru lo l'radosa, kodim shiovo l'deichi v'chata so lo, he tiru. This person did it on Shabbos. If we wait 5 more minutes, 10 more minutes, it's going to bake, and it'll be over the Issa D'Raisa baking on Shabbos. Right now, it's not yet over the Issa D'Raisa baking on Shabbos, because it hasn't baked yet. Right? You put something in a hot oven, and then you take it right out. You're not over in Issa D'Raisa. Right? You didn't cook, you didn't bake, you didn't do anything. Here, it's only the first 2 minutes. It hasn't yet baked. You haven't yet baked it. So you're not over in Issa D'Raisa. But if you leave it there, time will make it be over in Issa D'Raisa. So did the rabbis allow you to do Ridiyas Afas, to take it off the wall, which is also midirabbanan to do. It's a chachma. They said, don't do this on Shabbos, because if you do this, it's going to lead to baking on Shabbos. So this is a restriction that the rabbis put in. Did they institute the restriction if it's going to cause you to be over in Issa D'Raisa? Shema yavo lidei chatas. Now, the person did this mistama over here by accident, so that's why using the Lashon of Chatas. He didn't realize it was Shabbos already. Right? He didn't change his clocks. He looks at the clocks. Oh, I got plenty of time till Shabbos. And then his neighbor walked in and said, you haven't lit candles yet? You haven't done this yet? Now it's already Shabbos. So, can that person take off do the Rediyas Apas, take off the bread that's, the dough that's not yet baked, and be over the system of the Rabbanon of not doing Rediyas Apas in order to prevent themselves from being over Chiyuv Chatos? That's the question that Rabbi Barabai asked. So, Tifshot Deloi Tiru, from what we just said, you can learn out. We learned it the first way. The first way was, even though your hand is out there, and if you put it down, you'd be over in Issa D'Raisa. The rabbi said a knas. So the rabbis instituted a knas, even though if you fail, you're going to be over in Issa D'Raisa. So to over here, even though you're going to be over in Issa D'Raisa, so you'll be over in Issa D'Raisa. You didn't do it on purpose. You did it b'shogeg, but you're not allowed to be over the Issa D'Rabbanan. Just like you can't be over the Issa D'Rabbanan over there to bring your band back inside, even though it's an Issa D'Raisa if you drop it. So to over here, the rabbi said, you can't be over here. you can learn from that case, you can't be doing Rediyas Apas over here in order to stop you from being over this Issa Deraisa. Where it says, no, that's not an answer, because Rabbi Bibi had a question. He's saying, so we gave him the answer, so, holo kasha, v'tifsho. No, maybe learn the second version. And the second version would say that you are allowed to do this. You can't bring me a kasha, which way you have to learn it, from Rabbi Bibi. Because Rabbi Bibi had a question, so we can't answer it. Maybe we can answer it the second way. So that's not an answer. Bibi say mo, liolon tifsho. Or alternatively, we say, you can't answer Rabbi Bibi's kasha. V'lo kasha, why not? If you say we have to learn it the first way, so then why can't we answer a Bibi Barai's kasha, lo kasha, kam bishogeg, kam bemezid? It depends. If you do it bishogeg over here, so the rabbi said one thing. If you did it bemezid, the rabbi said another thing. What did they say? Bishogeg lo kansur rabbanu. In regards to bishogeg, the rabbis didn't institute anything over here, but bemezid kansur. Bemezid, they said, well, you're a guy that goes against these things, so we're going to really stick it to you, and if you did it bemezid, we're going to give a knas over here. Bemezid kansur rabbanu. That's another teretz. Or both could be b'shogeg. We don't have to say one's b'mezid, one's b'shogeg. They're both b'shogeg. The konso shogeg got to mezid completely. And they're arguing about whether we make a knas if somebody did something b'shogeg, because it may lead to people doing it b'mezid. So they have to make the knas even by shogeg. Maris of our konso shogeg got to mezid, or maris of our low konso shogeg got to mezid. So that's the machlokas over here. Did they or did they not make this knas? The Abayi Samo, alternatively, another teretz, liola lo konso. No, in fact, they didn't make such a knas at all. Lokasha. In the case of the hand going out there, it depends. When you put your hand out, where are we going to return it? If you're going to return it back to where you are, in this chatzer, then the rabbis didn't institute a knas. But if you're going to return it to a different chatzer, you're not going to carry midrabbanim from one chatzer to another chatzer unless you make an eruv chatzeros between them. So if you're going to bring it to another chatzer, then the rabbis made you a knas. This question was asked from Rava to Rav Nachman. Again, we give common examples. The hands are filled with fruits. The stomach, that's the thing that you're going to have mostly on Shabbos. You're not going to have a pen in your hand. You're not going to have other things in your hand. So, favorites, that's why they give these examples. So, your hand is filled with fruit. Now, you shouldn't have stuck it out to Rishus HaRabim. And you did stick it out. Again, don't ask me why the guy does this. We're trying to learn principles over here. We're not trying to figure out what this Meshuggah did. He's sticking his hand out with fruits. But originally, maybe he thought that he could do something like this. So, now he did it. So ma'ulach zira lo also chotzer. So they ask, can he pull his hand back into his own house? So amalei mutter. Yeah, when Rava asked this question to Rav Nachman said, absolutely okay to bring your hand back into the house. We don't make you keep your hand outside all there. It's actually dangerous. You may come to drop it, and then you would be over possibly an issa deraisa. So of course you can bring your hand back into your yard. That the rabbis never made a knas. However, l'chotzer acheres ma'u. Yes, Abaye, Rava, then answer Rav Nachman. What about bringing it to another yard? So I stick my hand out the door this way, and instead of putting it back into my house, I put it in my neighbor's house right next door. I can reach over it and put it into his yard. Oh, I didn't put it from a Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Put it from a Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid. Did the rabbis make a knas over here or not? Here they did. I'm like, oh, sir. So he said, yes, they did. So how come? Why? It's both going back to Rishus HaYochid. Why back to my Rishus HaYochid did they allow it? But back to a different Rishus HaYochid, they didn't allow it. Umayishna, why should there be a difference over here? So that's what Rava asks Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman gives him a cute answer. He says, L'chitechol Allah kura demilcha. When you go and eat a kura's worth of salt, then you'll know. So the Mepharshim explained a beautiful explanation of this. So in the Maritz Chiyas, I think, the Maram Harwitz. So he says that when a person over here it has food and it's not tasty, you have to add salt to it. So you don't know yet the pshat over here. You don't fully understand this. I need to give you some salt to make this a tastier pshat over here. In other words, you need to understand this a little bit better in order to be able to get the full benefit, so to say, of the taste over here. That's why it said you add a core of salt. You add salt to make it tasty. So that's a good answer, a good explanation of what he's saying over here. Why is there a difference between two cases? Bottom line, because in the case over here, when you bring it back into your yard, you didn't change anything. Originally, when you stuck your hand outside, you wanted to change where it is. But now if you bring it back into your own place, you didn't change anything. So therefore, the rabbis didn't institute any penalties or any knas over here. But when you put it in another yard, so then your machshava was completed. In that situation, the rabbi said, no, we don't want you to do that. So therefore, we instituted a knas in that situation. Now we go back and discuss the Rediyas Apas question. I said we'd get to it, here's where we get to it. Gufa. Whenever you have Gufa, it means we're repeating the whole statement, not just a little piece of the statement. Gufa. Boy, Rabibi Barabaye. Rabibi Barabaye asked this question. The guy did Hidbik Bas B'Tanur. He attached the dough to the Tanur. Right now he's not yet over Bishel, Afiyah. But he will be if you let it go and get cooked, get baked. So, Hitiru Lo Redosa, Kodim Shovel Dechir Chatas, Olo Hitiru. That's the question that Rabbi Rabbi asked. Did they or did they not allow him to go and bring it back inside? So, Amalei Ravachaba Rabbi Ravina, so Ravachaba Rabbi said to Ravina, Hechidami, exactly what is the case over here? Ilema Beshogeg, if this person didn't realize it was Shabbos, he didn't realize he's not allowed to do this, and he put the dough inside, so then he did it Beshogeg, so Velo Itka Le, Lamani Tiru. So he doesn't know that there's anything wrong. Who are we talking to over here? Yes, you can do Rediyas Apas. The guy doesn't know he did anything wrong. If this whole thing is Meshogeg, so who are we talking to over here? The guy doesn't know he did something wrong, so he's not going to know that I should do Rediyas Apas. So if this is all Meshogeg, what in the world is the case? The guy by accident, we'll get to that in a second. The guy by accident sticks something inside, so can he or can he not do Rediyas Apas? He doesn't know he did anything wrong. So who's telling him? Go and stick it back, and you can do Rediyas Apas and take it off the wall of the oven before it bakes. Elo, lab the oda v'yitka. So obviously he does know now. He remembers. So that's the kash over here. So then the Gemara says mi mechayiv. Then he wouldn't be mechayiv in this situation. You wouldn't actually be mechayiv. But not because we learned. Where's the bach over here? 1 second. What's the bach adding? This is Tosfos Yeshanim. Okay. That's a whole separate question. We'll leave that aside for now. So he says, Mi Michai Batnan, we learned, and the Gemara in Erevin, Kol Chayove Chatos, in order to be Chayove Chatos, you have to have one consistency. Einon Chayove Machete Tchilos and Shkoga, Vesof and Shkoga. To be Chayove Chatos, it has to be 100% that you didn't know what you're doing. If in the middle you know what you're doing, so then you're no longer chayav chatas. So if you're telling me, oh, you're not allowed to do that, so now this guy's no longer b'shogeg. He's amazing. He actually wouldn't be chayav chatas at this point in time. So how can you tell me over here, Shema chayav luchatas, he should be allowed to do Rediyas Apas, if somebody tells him, like Steve suggested, if somebody tells him, so then there's no longer chatas, because now he's amazing. Even though he didn't do anything right now, but he knows that he did it, so you're not chayav chatas in this situation. So we wouldn't let you go do an issa derabana now in order to protect you from nothing. You didn't do anything right now. When you did it originally, it would have been a chatas. If you'd left it there, it would have been a chatas. But no, now it's no longer a chatas. So his language, Rabbi Barbaya's question, can he do Rediyas Apas to prevent the Chatas, wouldn't apply over here. He would have said, can we let him do Rediyas Apas? But he wouldn't have said to prevent the Chatas, because in this situation, it wouldn't be Chayav Chatas. So Gemara says, you're right. So you know what the case is? Ela b'mezid. The guy says, I want hot bread. I'm not happy with the rolls that I got. I'm making myself some hot bread for Shabbos. L'kovet Shabbos. Right? I put out my dough against the wall, and he does it. Now he said, oh my God, am I really going to be over in this at the rice and that hot bread? So now, b'mezid, called him shiova le'yisr. Before he's actually over the yisr, somebody tells him, are you crazy? You're going to be over in this at the rice over here. You really want to do that? Is the hot bread so important? He says, you know, Taki, you're right. Now, is he allowed to be over the yisr the rabbanon to prevent him from being over this yisr skila? So what it says, in that situation, b'mezid, called him shiova le'yisr skila m'boyle. Then it wouldn't say that before you do a chatas, he wouldn't be chayv a chatas, he'd be chayv skila. At least courage if you didn't get warning. So your language, Rabbi Barai's question, we can't understand it. Again, the three possibilities. It was totally Meshogeg, so who's telling him not to do it? He doesn't know not to do it. It's still Meshogeg. Oh, it's Meshogeg, and now he knows it's Bemezid, so then it wouldn't be a Chiyav Chatas. Oh, it's Bemezid, then he shouldn't have said a Chiyav Chatas. He should have said, so he's not Chayav Skila. So again, what was Rabbi Barai's question? We can't understand it. So when he says, I'm a Rav Sheila, we all in Meshogeg. No, it really is talking about Meshogeg. Uleman heitiru leacherim. And the question was, he can't go and do it, but can somebody else go and do it for him? That was Rabbi Barbaraya's question. Can somebody else go and prevent him from being chayav chatas? He will be chayav chatas. He doesn't know about it. He left. He slapped it on there, and I walk in the room, I say, what did he just do? He doesn't realize it's Shabbos. He's going to be chayav chatas. I better go take it off of him to save him from being chayav chatas. Oh, that's what Rabbi Barbaraya's question is. I walk into the room, can I go do an Issa de Rabbanon, take the Rediyas Apas, take off the bread? in order to prevent him from doing an isichatas. That's Rabbi Barai's question. Ah, that talk is a real question. However, there's a problem over here. Mask of Lord Rav Sheishes, b'chi omim lo li odom, chatei k'dei sheyischa chaverecha. We don't find that I'm ever obligated to do a sin of a lower nature in order to prevent you from doing a sin of a higher nature. So this Rediyah Zapas over here would be an Issa Drabbanan. I'm not following what the rabbi said. The rabbi said, don't do this. I'm not mechuyev to be over an Issa Drabbanan to prevent you from being over an Issa Daraisa. Find that in a number of other places. This is the rule. I'm never obligated to go and do an Issa Drabbanan, or even to do certainly an Issa Daraisa, to prevent you from doing a more strict or even the same level strictness of an Issa. There's no chiv to me. I don't have to sin in order to help you out. I have to do everything to help you out, but now I don't have to sin to help you out. So how could this be the case? Another kasha, Rabbi Barbaya. This can't be the case. Where it says, Yataka, you're right. All four attempts, we struck out four times. Okay? Elam Ravashi, no, let's go back and revisit one of the terusim that we gave. Liola b'meizin. We are talking about over here b'meizin. The Ema kodem shiyavo lidei isuskila. You know what the right language is? Before you do an isuskila. Not before you do an isachatas. The right language should be before you do an isuskila. Ah, that fits in perfectly well. Am I allowed to go and be over in Issa Drabbanan in order to prevent me from being over in Issa Skila? That was the question that Rabbi Barabaya asked.
If
it
amazes and you
want to
know, he
can undo it now. Undo it now. Before he's over the Issa Bemezid of the actual baking, can he be over the Drabbanan in order to prevent that? Or not? That was Rabbi Barabaya's question. Rav Acha Bar Rava, Masav Behedra. And in fact, he had that exactly was the question. Not that we have to change the girsa. He says the girsa was like that. It was. He never said, maybe you come in order to prevent you from being a chatas. He said, are you allowed to do this in order to prevent you from being over skila? He said it behead you. Amar bibi rabbi, hidvik pas betanur, hitiru lo l'radosa kod mishiyavol, hide yisru sekila. He said this is a straightforward statement, which we would probably intuitively have said on our own. Yes, obviously, you can do an Issa Drabbanan to prevent you from being over an Issa Daraisa, which would be an Issa of Skila. The rabbis never wanted, in this situation, their Drabbanan to be effective, because it's going to cause you to die. So therefore, the rabbis shouldn't have done this. Don't get me wrong, you shouldn't have done this. But he said Beferish, if a person did this Beferish, and then he has Hirurim of Tshuva, so he can prevent himself from being over the Issa of Skila by going and doing this with the Essa Pas. That's what he said. That was what he actually said. He didn't ask this as a question. He made a straightforward statement. And he said, if a person did Bemezit, Hidvik Issa Pas, he can be over the Rediyas HaPas in order to prevent him from being over in Issur Skila. That's what he said.
What about a regular case where it was Shogig and then he found out it was amazing?
So then, he would have to... No, because he would have to do now consciously an Aveira in order to prevent him from having an unconscious...
You're not
Chayv Chatas, no, it's okay because you did something wrong, but you can't correct it by doing an Aveira. Here, you're doing an Aveira is going to make things worse.
So
you leave it there in that situation. Bishogeg seems to say you'd leave it over there. Doesn't discuss that, but that seems to be the implication. Now we go back to the Mishnah. Parsha the ani es yado. The ani sticks his hand from the outside into the inside. So amai chayev. Now we get to the question I alluded to when we did the Mishnah. Amai chayev. Why are you considered chayev over here? Va bo'in and akira v'hanocha me'al gabi makum dalid al dalid v'leka. In order to do an akira, we said it has to be from a significant place. My hand. We said not even a really, really big person's hand is 12 to 16 inches by 12 to 16 inches, right? So a really, really big guy. So Will Chamberlain's hand, I said, so it's not going to be that big. He can palm two basketballs, but he still doesn't have that big a hand. So nobody's hand is dollar by dollar tefachim. So you need to have something taken from a significant place in order to be over here an akira. So how is this called an akira? That's the question. So I'm a rabbi, Hamani. No, this goes like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. What is Rabbi Akiva's opinion? The Omar, lo bo'ina makom arba'alabar. He doesn't hold you need to have it from dalat tvachim. And therefore, there's no problem. It's less than dalat tvachim. The chachamim hold, you need dalat tvachim. You need a significant area. You have to pick something up from a significant area. You have to deposit it in a specific area, a significant area. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like that. He says, if you pick it up from anywhere, that's an akira. Ditnan, where do we see this from? So we have this later in the Masechta. Hazorek mirishus hayoch lirishus hayochid rishus harabim biemtza. So you see where Mel is. For those listening on the tape, Mel's on the other end of the table. We have a huge space in between us, the space in between all the tables. Okay, so I'm over here. I toss something to Mel on Shabbos. So I went from my rishus hayochid to Mel's rishus hayochid. So technically, medaraisa, you'll have to go from rishus hayochid to rishus hayochid. Midrabbanan, we said you need to have an Eruv Chatzeros. On a Daraisa level, there's nothing wrong. But how did the ball get to Mel? It went through this Rishus HaRabim in between us. Oh, my ball went from Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaYochid. So Rabbi Akiva's Mechayiv, Chacham Potrim. Rabbi Akiva says, you are Chayiv. Why is that? Chacham say, you're Potter. Why does Rabbi Akiva say, you're Chayiv? Over here, Rabbi Akiva Savar, Aminon Kluto Kemishun Chodamya. And there's two ways to understand this, at least two ways, many, many more ways probably, but two ways to understand this is when it went through the Rishus HaRabim, you do, we have the fast motion cameras today, right? Slow motion, you make it into stop, so you can freeze it, right? When they do, and they check to see the ref make the right call, so they freeze it, and look, is his foot on the line, was his foot not on the line? So when I throw the ball, it's like you freeze every step. So if you freeze it, it stopped in the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, it went through the Rishus HaRabim. There was an Akira for my hand, which is Rishus HaYochid, and it went into the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, there is a stopping in the Rishus HaRabim. Others say, no, we view it as if the ground has it at any moment in time. Not that you freeze it, so to say, but it's like the ground has it. As it went through there, we halachically view it as if it's on the ground. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, we do that. And therefore, you're over here, the issue of throwing from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Rabbanan Savri Lor Minan Kluto Kemishun Chodamya. The Rabbanan don't hold this idea. It didn't land there. There was no Hanacha. If there's no Hanacha, so then that's it. End of the discussion. There's no Hanacha. So it went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, you're Potter. Potter Avalasar. You know how I do it. It's in the Rabbanan. But you're not over in Issa Daraisa. So let us say the Rabbi Akiva is the author of our mission. You don't need to be in a space that's significant for Dalet Abos. Lememra, the Pshita Leila Rabba. So Rabba was the one that said this over here. Pshita Leila Rabba, the Bekluto Kemishun Chodamya. That we hold over here like Rabbi Akiva. It's so clear that he holds like Rabbi Akiva. But the Gemara says, however, we turn to Yomid Beis, Ubisol Chasor Pligi. There are two ways to understand the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim. So from the way Rabbi said it, it's clear that he holds like number one. But Rabbi himself said, I'm not sure whether it's version number one, which we'll see in a second, or version number two. For Homa Boye Boye Le Rabba. Rabbi himself was the one that said, I don't know what the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim is. Is it version one, which would be in accord with what he just said, that this is only like Rabbi Akiva? Or is it version two? What do we mean? Version one, version two? That's Vahama Baye Baye Le Rabba. This is the question that Rabbi asked elsewhere. The Baye Rabba, Lemata Miyud Pligi, that they're actually arguing only below 10 Tvachim. And they're arguing Baha Pligi. The Rabbi Akiva said, Klutu Kemishun Chodamya. The Rabbanan Savri Lower Minon, Klutu Kemishun Chodamya. That this machlok is the ball didn't go above 10 Tvachim. So when the ball goes below 10 Tvachim, Rabbi Akiva says, Klutu Kemishun Chodamya. However you want to understand it, it's as if it's on the ground. So when it goes below 10 Tvachim, it's in the Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Akiva says it's viewed as if it's on the ground, and I'm overcarrying. And the Chachamim say, no, we don't view Kluta Kemoshun Chodamya. That's version one, and Rabbi says, Rabbi Akiva is the author of our Mishnah. But that would be great if we didn't have version two. Rabbi is the one that said, I don't know if version one is correct. Maybe Avol L'malam Yud Direk Kol Potter. That's the end of version one. But if it's above 10 Tvachim, everybody holds it's not and nobody learns out in the Beis Hamikdash, they pass things above 10 Tvachim in the sky, and nobody there learns out from passing to throwing. That's version one. Rabbah clearly says, if our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, he must hold like version one. But Rabbah himself, boy Rabbah, is version one correct? Old Dilma, now we introduce version two. And version two says that Rabbah doesn't know, is version one right or version two right? Rabbah's the one asking the question. But from the answer that we gave, Rabbah clearly holds version one. So what happened? Why did Rabbah ask the question? If he knows the answer is version one. What's version two? Oh, Dilma. Lemalim yud pligi. They're only arguing above 10 tvachim. In that situation, walk up pligi, this is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Akiva Savar Yafin on Zorik Mimoshit. They're only arguing about, do we learn out from the passing of the boards in the Beis HaMikdash, which is above 10 tvachim, to throwing? Rabbi Akiva says, yes, we can learn from passing to throwing. Rabbanan Savri Lo Yafin on Zorik Mimoshit. And the Rabbanan say, no, we can't learn passing to throwing. Passing is not allowed, but throwing is allowed. But the mata avul mata miyud, if it's less than 10 tvachim, divya kol chayim. Why? My timer. Amrinon kluta kemishun chadamya. Even the chachamim hold kluta kemishun chadamya. So why did Rabbi say over here that that is in fact the case? Why did Rabbi say that you are in fact going to be saying that our mission is Rabbi Akiva? Our mission would be the Rabbanan. So that's the kasha. How could Rabbi tell me that our mission is every Rabbi Akiva when he doesn't know whether version one is right, and then Rabbi Akiva will be the one, or version two is right, and then it could be the Chachamim as well? That's the kasha that we have. Someone says holokash. That's not a problem. Baso di baye hadur shitale. He asked this kasha 3 months ago. I don't know, is version 1 right or version 2 right? And now when he learned the Gemara, he said, Taka, version 1 is right. So that's no problem. The fact that Rabbah originally had a question, and now he doesn't have a question, that's not a problem. The Sava, because he really holds, Rabbi Kiva Klutu Kibishun Chadamya. So in fact, he holds that Rabbi Kiva holds Klutu Kibishun Chadamya, not the Rabbanan, and therefore, that's how Rabbah answered the question. Now, we'll stop over here. There is more, but Baruch Hashem, we did most of Purim's daf already, so we'll pick up over here, Mitzvah Hashem, on Wednesday morning. And for those that came a little bit late, you can listen to the tape. Mitzvah Hashem, everybody should have an easy and meaningful fast today. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should all have a freilich and safe, healthy Purim.